This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. For the next 4 minutes, let's analyze a vital Bible verse that, if properly understood, can change your life. 1 John 5:13. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. The Apostle John says, "These things have I written." And immediately our curiosity is aroused. What things? Well, of course, many things. But in the context of this verse, let's look at just a few. We can see the privileges and stability of the real Christian. He has the witness of his faith within him. He knows what Christ has done for his soul and what he has seen and found in him. He has seen his own sin, his guilt, misery, and need. And he has seen the glory and magnificence of the Son of God, and how he is exactly suited to his spiritual needs and circumstances. He has learned to admire the wisdom and love of God in sending the Savior, to raise him to pardon, peace, and communion with God. He has found the power of the Word of God to humble and heal and comfort his soul. He has found the revelation of Jesus Christ to be the greatest discovery of his life, and the most powerful means of kindling and inflaming his love for the blessed and holy God. He finds strength in Christ to overcome sin, the flesh, and the wicked powers of hell. He travels on to an even fuller and richer life in Christ. He has found that there is a mediator in heaven to hear and answer prayer. He is begotten again unto a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. He has a fresh confidence in God, and has no fear of death and hell. He is sealed unto the day of redemption. In short, he has the witness in himself. Of course, the person who does not believe has made God a liar, because he has not believed the record that God gave of his Son. He must believe that God did send his Son into the world, or that he did not. He must believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, or that he came to deceive the world, and to lead it along the path of error and misery. In these verses, we learn that eternal life is a gift. God hath given unto us eternal life. We learn that eternal life is embodied in Jesus Christ, and that it is found in one place and one place only. This life is in his Son. Therefore, he that hath the Son hath life, and logically, he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. He who refuses the Son refuses life itself. Thus, believers can know that they have eternal life. Notice, it does not say maybe, or hope so, or possibly. The salvation that Jesus Christ offers is a no-so salvation. You can know for certain today that your soul is safe in Christ. Pray, ask Him to forgive your sins and give you the gift of eternal life. Turn in repentance to God, and place your trust in Jesus Christ. This vital Bible verse is just one of 60 carefully selected scriptures that are contained in our Scripture Memory Course. May God bless you as you fill your life with His Word.